to this week's live show, The Internet Without Fear, on Dublin City FM 103.2. And I'm your host for today, Peter Lomas. Our guest this week is Patrick Munden of eBay, the largest internet auction site with over 4 million new items added per day. The show is sponsored by ICS Skills, who bring you Equal Skills, a fun and exciting way for complete beginners to learn all about using computers and the internet for young and old. We all know about car boot sales, flea markets, farmers markets, and other places where people come to buy or sell all kinds of things. And over 10 years ago, a small piece of slightly damaged equipment was auctioned on a website. This started one of the greatest international phenomena known today, eBay. As always, this show is about you, and we want your participation, so we can sure we cover the issues you want to know about. So if you have any questions, please call us live on 01-865-8020. eBay is one of the world's largest online marketplaces. It is the world's largest online marketplace, with a global customer base of 233 million. Founded by Pierre Omidyar in 1995, eBay has created a powerful marketplace for the sale of goods and services by passionate community of individuals and small businesses. eBay now has a global presence in 37 markets, including the United States. On any given day, there are millions of items listed on eBay across thousands of diverse categories, including antiques, toys, books, computers, sports, photography, and electronics, amongst many others. eBay.ie allows Irish users to meet and trade locally on their own dedicated website, while also enabling them to trade globally. eBay.ie is designed with Irish users in mind, displays items in euros, highlights items from sellers based in Ireland, etc. And there are over 500,000, that's half a million, confirmed registered users in eBay. So did you know that an item on the computing category is sold by an Irish seller every 5 minutes? An item is listed in the collectible category every 3.5 minutes. And an item of clothing is bought by an Irish buyer every 2 minutes. So please do join our discussion. Call us live on, on 01-865-8020 or email us on internetwithoutfear@dublincityfm.ie. So, Patrick, welcome to the show.
Hello, Peter.
How are you doing? So, you're over in the UK, but we've got you by a secure telephone line. So, I suppose one of the things I'm very interested in understanding is, what do you think eBay means for the general public?
Well, I think you explained it perfectly at the very start. I mean, eBay.ie and then obviously eBay.com, you know, it's the world's largest online marketplace. So, it's a place where people can come to buy anything they need, and almost anything, and where people can come and sell as well, and the ordinary Joe Soap out there can sell.
Okay, so I mean, is it relatively easy to get going on eBay?
No, it's very simple to get going. I mean, to be a seller on eBay, really, you just need to have something that you want to sell, and just register on our site, eBay.ie, and just write a good description, get it up on the site, and literally with a couple of clicks of the mouse, you can start selling.
And I mean, what do sort of beginners typically start selling?
What we find is that people who are just starting off tend to start selling, you know, smaller items like the likes of things like CDs and books that are kind of lying around their house, or just unwanted electrical products. So they just want to kind of dip their toes into the market. So what we find is that people try that first, and we've actually just launched a new pricing structure for people like that, where we're offering free listing fee for people who list at, in our auction style format, at anything under €1.49. So if they put a book up and they say, you know, we'll start this auction at €1.49, you don't pay a listing fee, and if it doesn't sell, you don't pay anything.
Okay, that's really good value. So I mean, look to all of the goods and chattels you have lying around, and here's an instant way of generating some cash in these hard times.
Oh, certainly. I mean, the average house would have hundreds of euro that could be sold on eBay.
Okay, I mean, in terms of that, I mean, what sort of things, I mean, obviously you've got big things. I mean, what's the biggest thing that's ever sold on eBay?
I think that the largest item that sold on eBay.com was actually a Learjet. And I don't have the exact price that sold for, but it was millions. And it was sold in the US, and it was sold successfully.
Wow. So, I mean, that's like, we're talking multi... I mean, do people sell houses and cars and stuff as well?
Yes, our motor site. So if you hop onto ebay.ie and there's a little tab there for motors, that is growing phenomenally, especially in Ireland where people want to maybe buy from the UK. And a lot of what we found is that there's some real bargains to be had. Hop onto the site, click on the motors tab, and you'll actually find a huge amount of cars available that can be bought in the UK. But also, there's a lot of Irish dealers putting up their stock, because I suppose in the recession, dealers are looking to, you know, sell cars now that that they probably would have, you know, they're finding it hard to sell, and they're putting them on eBay and they're flying out.
Wow, so that's, I mean, in terms of managing this whole sort of area and the infrastructure, I mean, what sort of support do people require?
Okay, well, I suppose in terms of selling, Peter?
Yeah, say for example, yeah.
Okay, so all people actually require is a computer at home. And so just to give you a quick example, we did a little bit of research recently. We found that 24,000 Irish households are making roughly €10 a week from selling on eBay. So, you know, to get started, you don't actually need too much if you think about that amount of people actually selling. And what we find is that you just get yourself a good digital camera, take a good shot of the product that you want to sell, and hop onto the site, go and maybe do a little bit of research onto the site, because a great way of doing some research is to go onto ebay.ie and have a look at what we call completed listings. So there's a little tab you can tick and see what you put. For example, let's say you're selling a digital camera. You can type in Panasonic digital camera and just tick the little button that says completed listing. And on that, it'll tell you everything that's sold over, let's say the last 30 days. And it'll tell you how many of Panasonic digital cameras sold and what price they sold for. So if you have something to sell, it's a great way, just a little piece of research. Hop in, have a quick look at what the average sale for that item is. And then have a look at what people who have been successful in selling, and you know, maybe go in and look at their description, how they described it, how they photographed it, and how they actually priced it. So did they put it up for auction, or did they put a what we call a buy it now option there, where people can, you know, say they think that it's worth €20, so they should buy it now for €20. Things like that. So do a bit of research is number one. Number two is make sure you get a good digital shot of it. Get a really good description of the product, and then list it in the right category. And I think you'll find that most items will sell then.
Okay, so that's great, but I mean, I'm setting up a shop. One of the things in the shop is I need a cash register, so how does that operate?
Okay, well, what we partner with is our sister company, which is PayPal, and PayPal is one that is certainly one of the fastest growing payment mechanisms in the world, and PayPal in Ireland is this massive amount of people using PayPal. So, for example, I'll just give you my example where I sold an item recently, and literally I said I only accept payment by PayPal. So what happened is that when I would go into the listing of the product, I put up the, in the listing, I say, this is the item I'm selling. I only accept payment by PayPal. The item sold, and it was an electronic transfer within seconds of the actual sale, went straight into PayPal. And the great thing about PayPal is that if you're a buyer in Ireland, you're covered if the product doesn't arrive, or if it arrives and it's not what you thought it was. You're totally covered by PayPal up to €1,000 for that. So there's the real peace of mind of using PayPal. But the great thing about using PayPal is it's just instant payment into your account. And if you're a buyer, you can instantly pay for an item, and usually then the item would be shipped by the seller that day, so you get the item really quick.
Okay, so I mean, that's sort of, let's say, in the small scale, and you have that. I mean, there's a phenomenon that's happening in the States, and I've heard it's starting to happen in Europe, called drop shipping. Could you go into some details about that?
Drop shipping, really. Well, I suppose what you find is that some large retailers, or some retailers, and also just manufacturers, they buy a large amount of product and they put it up on the internet. Let's say they buy it in the US, they put it up on the internet. It's not only just eBay, it's across the internet. And the item is bought, then a large amount of product then comes into, let's say, Ireland or the UK, and then it's shipped to individual users. So it's just a new form of selling across the internet, and it's there's no major problems with it, especially if you use PayPal as a payment option.
So, I mean, they deal with all of the, let's say, the dispatch, the delivery, and all of those things, so, and you're just really the seller.
Yeah, but you'd need to be dealing in very large quantities if you were a seller for that. You know, you'd be talking about container loads of product.
Okay, but say somebody, again, if you, you know, whatever it is, a friend of mine who's had an invention which is keeps your head steady when you're sitting on airline planes, and he's looking for distribution methodology, this might be good. So there'd be a central warehouse, people would buy from him, and then the warehouse could actually then ship it out.
Yes, and there are people who offer that service, but I suppose you have to remember that they'll want their cut, you know, in terms of cost of storage at the warehouse and cost of shipping. So if you can do it yourself and, you know, put up the shipping from, you know, to say on our listings where you're shipping from, people will accept that. And you have to remember, on eBay, the actual buyer pays the shipping for the majority of your products. So, what let's say your friend is selling their product, which is the new invented product, you know, and you can, on eBay, in your listing process, you kind of basically state, okay, if I want to ship that to the UK, it's going to cost roughly about €2.50. And you put that into your shipping costs, and the buyer pays that.
Okay, so in other words, I mean, you could actually have your e-commerce shop living on eBay, you're saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have a huge amount of shops selling on eBay. And, I mean, just to give you an example of one of our sellers in the UK, actually, it was just a guy called Jamie Murray. He set up a shop only a few years ago selling electronic items. He's now doing over £2 million a year.
Wow.
There's another really good Irish seller called Luzerne Tech, and they actually sell electronic products out of Dublin, and they sell a phenomenal amount of products across the world from their eBay shop. So, and if you just type, again, if you're doing a piece of research on eBay, you can type in the actual, you just go into advanced search, and you can see you type in different usernames, and it'll tell you who, you know, what shops they're selling from. So Luzerne Tech are one to look at. They've got fantastic products on sale.
How do you spell that?
So it's Luzerne Tech.
Excellent.
So have a look on their site. On the eBay site, go into advanced search, and it'll just say from seller, and you can just put in Luzerne Tech, and they sell reconditioned televisions all around the world, but they also do a huge amount of electronic products, for example, Arcos and Creative Labs.
Very good. So that's one side. We've sort of gone into detail on the seller side. But do a lot of sellers become sellers because they first become buyers? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think the vast majority of people on eBay who are selling would have started off buying, because, you know, you've got to try and get a feel for what it's all about. So, you know, there is... We always kind of say to people, if they haven't actually sold on eBay, is to maybe buy a few items, see the description that the people are offering, see how their feedback works, because the real unique aspect of eBay is that each seller has a feedback score. So every time they sell something, we automatically ask the buyer to give them feedback. So that's really unique, and it's something that's it's a phenomenon that's happening across e-commerce, is that, you know, you can actually go in, people, and have a look at someone's feedback score, and understand what they're selling and what they've sold in the past, who they've sold to, and then are people, you know, happy with that sale, which is a great thing to have as a buyer.
So, I mean, the market is actually driving the customer satisfaction rating.
That's right, and we would expect, you know, the way our system works on eBay is that we show on the first page, we tend to show our sellers with really strong feedback. So if a seller starts getting negative feedback from buyers, then our computer system would push their item further down in the search results. So we really kind of promote our best sellers on the site.
I mean, I'm sure there must be many interesting stories about people both selling and buying on eBay. I mean, for example, I have about 350 Beanie Bays up in the attic as a result of going on eBay and buying these things.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have any other interesting good stories around that?
Well, I suppose the interesting stories that we have in terms of, we did a what we call an eBay All-Ireland, and it's what we do is it's just a simple way that we take all our stats from, our sales stats from buying and sellers, from the Irish site, and we look at all the different counties, and each year in July we come up with what county is the best. And as far as I know, Carlow won it last year. They were the largest buyer and seller per head on eBay.
Wow.
And then I think it was County Louth, one of the smallest counties, was the biggest buyer of music equipment, and more than any county in Ireland. Wicklow was the first in computers, and Kilkenny was the biggest in collectibles. So we tend to talk about those kind of things, and it tends to be a bit of fun. But the kind of weird kind of things that we've done in the past tend to be around the whole charity side of our business, because we also promote charity listings and popular listings like that. So I think Ronan Keating sold his pair of leather pants
yeah.
for charity, and he got 5,000 euro. So,
wow.
As far as I know, Shane Lynch.
Yeah.
He listed his car for sale. And Trevor Sargent, when he was leader of the Green Party, he sold his Toyota Prius when he became mayor of Galway, and he sold that on eBay for charity for 29,000.
My goodness.
So all these funny things. I mean, I think in 2007, I mean, every 2 years the People in Need Telethon is run, and we were involved in that in 2007, and we had some fantastic auctions there. I think it was Kevin Thornton, I think the celebrity chef, he there was an auction there where he donated a dinner for six. Someone bought that for 12,000 euro. So we do lots of the things, like Simpsons, a script for The Simpsons was sold for 5,000 in the same auction. So we try and support charity auctions, because we like to give back to charities as well. And as well as the fact that we have millions of listings every day.
Okay, going back to in terms of the charities, I mean, I'm sure there might be a few charities listening here. What steps would they need to take to be able to hold an auction or get engaged with you?
Well, what we say to charities is that again, just treat yourself as a seller, and open up a seller account, and start having to look at what other charities are doing in the UK. Then we've quite a strong charity site. If you just go onto the ebay.co.uk, there's a tab in there for charities. Just have a look at what other charities are doing, what they're selling, and what's doing well for them. And then just contact us through our customer service, and then just we would look at the particular charity, and if it's something that is a registered charity, a strong charity, we waive our fees for that.
Okay, very good. I mean, one thing, obviously, I mean, in times of recession, people are looking at new ways of doing business. So working with eBay, selling stuff, or even buying and then reselling it, repackaged, etc., is very important. But in terms of the phenomenon that eBay is, I mean, what are we, 13 and a half years into operation, we have this multi-billion dollar company. I mean, what sort of things do people like yourself working in eBay do? I mean, what are you thinking about? What is the mindset of somebody who's working in such an internet phenomenon?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I'm just obviously one of hundreds. And the interesting thing is that we have a very strong customer contact center in Blanchardstown, which employs hundreds of Irish and European people handling our customer care for UK and other European markets. We also have quite a large contact center for PayPal in Blanchardstown, and again, there's hundreds of employed there. So I suppose eBay would be quite a large employer in Ireland. But myself, I suppose one of the most important aspects of the job is to make sure that eBay is a safe site for buyers and sellers, and that buyers get great deals. One thing we want out there is that, you know, is for people to get deals on the internet that they can't get in an ordinary store on High Street. So we are working quite strong to make the site really safe for people, so when they come onto eBay, they know what they're getting, they know who the buyer is, and they know that when they purchase something, they're going to get it. But at the same time, when they purchase it, they're going to get a good deal.
Okay, I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, going back to these customer service people, because I don't think many people are aware that when you have... People think that the internet means you do all your business in sort of in ether space, but you're saying there's an awful lot of people now employed on the ground as a result of this. So what sort of things do they do, and should somebody starting off take care that there is a personnel element down the line, i.e. jobs can be created in Ireland as a result?
Yeah, well, I suppose... like any large company, as it grows, what's going to happen is that you will need a support function, and from eBay is no different to any company such as Google or Facebook, who are already have operations in Ireland, and they employ a few, you know, customer service agents in Ireland. So as far as we're concerned, we use the Irish market for that, and we really. I think one major thing is that eBay has always seemed to be a great place to work, and there's a particular project run every year across all the businesses in Ireland for, you know, what companies are a great place to work, and eBay and PayPal come out quite high on that. So I think anyone looking to start a business has to realise that if you are going to start a business, you do have to offer some sort of customer service. So And we actually have our own customer service teams looking after our sellers, our top sellers across Europe, and also our top buyers.
Okay, and in terms of, I mean, it is an internet phenomenon. Do you do many offline activities? I mean, obviously this radio show is an offline activity, but what sort of emphasis would you put on offline, let's say, marketing and PR, as well as what you do online?
I suppose as an online company, we tend to put everything, most of what we do, into online marketing. So we do direct mails to our registered users, and those mails go out regularly to tell users about what's new on the site and what deals they can have. And then we also work with Google, looking at, you know, what's called paid search and you know, natural search, in terms of people, when they go onto Google, they can search an item, and yeah, you know, the eBay site comes up quite high for that, and you know, we'd be quite strong at that kind of work. So if anyone is setting up an e-commerce company, they have to think about ways of marketing their business, and you know, if it's an online company, online is really the place to put it. But offline, we do a huge amount of work with our local media, and we do work with national media in Ireland, and some of also the local media, newspapers and radio, such as yourself. And that's a great way to promote the business and to promote the fact that, you know, eBay is there in Ireland and across the world.
Okay, just to wrap up, I mean, in times like these, we always like to hear some sort of good news stories, and to hear that a company such as eBay and PayPal is voted one of the best companies. What is it about Ireland that so many companies are coming to? I mean, what do we still have to offer, do you believe?
I suppose Ireland is just such it's got a great workforce, it's got a great attitude, English speaking, but it's also a great place for European speakers to come and work for a while, especially a young workforce. So that's why it's such a great place to work, because when I was working in the Dublin office, and I'm based in London, but when I was working in our Dublin office, we were surrounded by colleagues who were from, I think, nearly every country in Europe, and loads more so across the world. And that's what makes it exciting. And I think people are attracted to Ireland and to Dublin because of that.
So I suppose the only real issue you have in the office is when the Swedes are sitting beside the Spaniards, who says it's warm and who says it's cold?
That's true, yeah. And when the Welsh sit beside the Irish last Monday, so
that could have been fun.
Sore point.
Listen, Patrick, I'd like to say thank you very much indeed. It's been great having you on the show. And anyone who wants to actually listen to the show again, if you go to www.3r.ie/internetwithoutfear or Dublin City FM 103.2, Again, you can hear this podcast going to be up in a couple of days. The Internet Without Fear is brought to you by ICS Skills with their program Equal Skills, where you can learn all about the Internet in a fun and exciting way, even for complete beginners. Next week, I'm going to be joined by Donna Kennedy, who has just written a book and how she's promoting the Internet, and Daryl O'Dea, who will be talking about the Internet Boot Camp, which is being held in June. So until next Wednesday at 1:30, thanks for listening and have a great week.